Well, perfect. I'm going to call the meeting to order then. We have two items on the agenda, consent agenda for approval, the board minutes from 6:19, as well as the closed session minutes, assuming those were read when circulated. Any comments or questions? Okay, can I get a motion for approval?
A motion to approve the board meeting and closed minute sessions from June 19th.
Thank you, Tammy.
A second.
Thank you. Okay, any opposed? Great. Then we'll do a roll call vote to move into closed session for the sole purpose of discussing the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual in accordance with Utah Code Annex 52-4-21. Tammy, we'll start with you.
Tammy,
Oh, I
you
have to have a.
do you want to do a motion a second and then the roll
Oh,
call?
I would love to. So I'm
Yeah.
never going to get it right.
No,
Well, that's how we have the
yes.
acronym.
Can I get a
No one ever
motion
knows.
to move into closed session as I read? Thank
I motion.
you.
I will second.
Thank you. Okay, all in favor, Tori Williams.
And to
Aye.
vote,
Tammy, yes.
yeah. Yeah.
Tammy, right?
Eddie Scott, aye. Jamie Dickinson, aye.
And Donald.
Donald McNeil, aye.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, we're good. Let me pause.
He's
Janelle,
not
stop.
cheap. Oh, not on. It's so hard. All right, we're coming out of closed session. Can I get a motion to do so?
I'll motion to come out of closed session.
Thank you.
A second.
Thank you.
You can just say all in favor
All in
first.
favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great.
And then I'll just state that it's 9:38.
Thank you so much. So, I'm going to change the order of voting items and discussions real quick. Starting with the student discipline decision, I'd like to ask for a motion to, I already forgot what I was supposed to say.
Expel the student as discussed in closed
Thank
session
you.
for an indefinite period.
Scrub the notes. I would like to ask for a motion to expel the student that was discussed in closed session, expulsion for an indefinite period of time. Motion, please.
A motion to expel a student as discussed
Thank you.
indefinitely. My second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Any opposed to that? Great. Okay. Thank you. So then we'll move on to the University of Utah contract. Boy, did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so the Utah Education Policy Center has contracted with us to this past year already to
I think it's at the
Sandy was
beginning.
looking for you, Brenda.
Beginning.
Sandy
Sorry.
was
Before all this.
so let's see. Got it here.
It's right at the front.
Oh, right.
There
Thank
you
you.
go.
Right past the minutes. Yeah.
Sorry,
Okay.
guys. Right to this page five.
Okay. So, anyway, what they had accomplished this past year was taking a look at what our root cause analysis was, and so we got down to the root cause of what we're really looking at in terms of why we are in CSI. And then we're the and we looked at both the West Jordan campus and the South Jordan campus. To accomplish that, we decided that we should probably keep this partnership going so that we're not foundering and falling on our face in terms of what we can actually accomplish on our own. We felt like the partnership with the U was actually very good. It's also interesting to note that Utah State Board of Education is also going to be partnering with this same group to help other schools who are in this situation. So I think that that's actually a good recommendation for us, that the U Policy Center is a good avenue. When we're
Were
looking
they
at,
free the last year?
they were not. It cost us about $69,000 the last year to go through this process. So it's yeah.
Has it been
And they wrote the report to the state. The state approved the report, and everything went through that way, where we were in good shape as far as what we were hoping to accomplish with that report with the state. Then we have professional developments for administration, for teachers, for paraprofessionals, which will be ongoing this year, and those supports will be provided by the U Policy Center, as well as, yes, correct. Yeah, on the timeline, thanks. I'm just going to review that for you. And then the price tag at the West Jordan campus is a bit higher than the South Jordan campus because we have the two schools at West. But the reason that I want to do this at the South campus also is I do feel like the South campus is on the cusp of potentially going into TSI because of the ESL population.
Okay.
So here it's because of our special ed population. Over there, it's just a different look. Nevertheless, it's still the same issue with the TSI CSI.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems to unite the teachers and the administration.
Absolutely.
The same cause and focus.
Mm-hmm.
It does. And I think that we need to stay united, particularly as we're looking at two curricula that we have just brought in, one being the iReady and the other one the CKLA.
Yeah.
So we also need to keep the teachers united, as Tammy is saying, and the administration united. And I think that this will help with that. These funds will come from the TSSA funds primarily. And so I've already worked this out with Kim McVeigh. We're in good shape All right, good. Thank you, Kim. So, this is actually a doable fee schedule for us to accommodate this, the U Policy Center, without taking this from general funds. So, I think this is something that we should do and need to do at Hawthorne Academy. And this may not be the last year that we do this. I'm just going to front load the board that if this is a successful route with the Policy Center, this could be a few years of partnering with them in order to get us not only out of CSI, but to get us beyond the CSI to where the kids are actually.
So we keep maintaining that in the rearview mirror.
Correct. Where they're successful, where the teachers are successful, and we're actually on a good trajectory.
Yeah.
And we have
continued to have funds going forward.
Kim?
You get TSSA every year.
We do
yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I was just saying, yes, I'm here. Wait a minute. What did I say yes to?
We're just talking about TSSA funds every year, receiving those funds and being in a good place to potentially do this kind of professional development
each yes.
year for the next few years with the U Policy Center.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Like we do, yeah, we discussed it. And I don't know about, I mean, I do know about the rest of you because I know how important this is. I feel like if spending a little bit more money or in a different way really makes a difference, that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, agreed.
So
there's lots of different grants that we could look at using
correct.
Different grants as well, but TSA is pretty easy one to use.
Yes, that's why we are one. Yeah, thank you, Priscilla.
I just want to ask, is there a way that the board can see the annual evaluation reporting?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Absolutely. As a matter of fact.
So that we can see what the evidence is what is being done for this money.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I actually will make sure that.
Because they should have already done one, it looks like, an annual
we
reporting.
Did. So I'm going to get that report to you.
You can get it to us before the next board meeting or by the
absolutely. We'll all have it to you probably by the end of this week.
Yeah.
So then you'll have it in your hands. Perfect. Yeah. Because it was kind of fresh off. We reviewed it, so we'll get it to you guys and you'll have it. Okay. Yeah. Good thinking. Thank you. So anyway, that's the proposal. It's about the 72 plus the 60, whatever that. 64, yes.
Yeah. So do you want us to 73, not to exceed? We could. Do you want them separate or all together?
I think it would actually be good if they were separate, just for accounting purposes. I think that would be helpful to Kim. If they were separate, Kim, again, can weigh in on that. But I do think for the audit, it would probably be beneficial if they were separate.
In motion, we
want Jordan.
If.
Maximum 70.
Yeah, if we get more CSI funding as the year goes by and they only designate it for West Jordan this year, then having it separate for each school would be beneficial.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Floyd. And
yes.
For the discussion. Can I please get a motion to approve the University of Utah Education Policy Center contract for West Jordan campus, not to exceed $73,000, and the South Jordan campus, not to exceed $65,000.
A motion to approve the CSI contract for the amount stated.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Aye.
Neil and Donald. There they are.
Mm-hmm.
Great. We'll consider that approved.
Thank you.
Next meeting is September 9th.
Okay, awesome.
Yes.
Well, and thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to come and do this today. I think so. Yeah. Two pieces of this. The youth policy center was very important as well. So.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Do I
have to do you want to say it for the microphone?
For August, because that's when we're starting with professional development for admin first is in August, and then we'll get rocking on the teachers.
I'm going to pause just real quick. For the minutes, we'll adjourn the meeting today at 9:47.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.